in high school, and I got $250, and I went to Rogue Music on 30th Street. And I wanted to go and buy a black and white Rickenbacker like Paul Weller in the Jam. And I was looking at that Rickenbacker, I was like, fuck, I got $250, I'm ready to go. And then I saw an 808, the Roland TR-808. And I was like, Dick is the guy that owns the place. I said, Dick, you know, how much is that? And he's $250. And so I was like, do I buy the Rickenbacker? I already have a guitar, but it's not the cool Paul Weller guitar. Or do I get the drum machine? I kind of want a drum machine. Like, I've always, like, I never had one. Everybody's, like, talking about drum machines, so I should get this one. And so I got it. You can do a little insert of that 808 right there. So I bought the 808 instead of the guitar. I was just, like, plugged that in. You know, my little shitty, like, Emerson speakers, like, it sounded awesome. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And that's how I got into it. And I just, you know, wanted to make, I just got into it. I don't know, I didn't know that that was something that I knew how to do. And I did. And I got into it. And I made the beat for LL Cool J's first record.
I've heard that.
That's right. You're welcome.